Have you ever been putting a puzzle together and you get close to finishing only to realize there's a piece missing? That's kind of what today's conversation is about when we're talking about what an API is. Now, what exactly is API and what does it mean to you and your business and the things that you got going on? So to break it down simply, API stands for Application Programming Interface. Now, it's a lot of gibberish. I even had to go look it up because I haven't looked it up, looked what it stands for in forever. I just understand what it is so much so that I've been just using it, I don't say blindly, but I don't have to think about what it really means and, in terms of defining the words. Understand an API, and you're going to hear it out in the marketplace, is an intermediary that allows two separate softwares or applications to talk to one another. They're the in-between. They're that friend that's talking between you two when you and your other friend are on bad terms. They're that friend. They're the translator that is talking between languages, right? So that way everybody can understand. They are the person that's shuttling information from one person to another. They are the intermediary. They are the information broker. They are the chain that links things together that never were meant to be in the same room. That's an API. Now, I know that's an extreme explanation in terms of not being in the same room. But at the end of the day, if I go out and create a piece of software, it's hard for us as developers and folks that are making platforms to think about every other possible platform that's out there. And so API tools and softwares are necessary because it allows us to still adjust or find a way to talk to other platforms without us having to program to accommodate every platform. Thankfully, in the world of programming, while there are certain variances and there's different languages, there's still some commonalities that a lot of us try to adhere to when we're developing and building out platforms. So that way those platforms speak to a lot of different places and spaces. So that's what an API is. Now, how does that mean for you? Because I realized, like, Justin, what does this mean? At the end of the day, I'm all about automation. It's all about integrating. It's about places talking to one another. And so it can be hard, again, if y'all have software A, B, and C to connect it to D, but you realize if you could connect it to D and make this thing happen, that it would change everything in your business. It would change everything in your day-to-day. It would make your life a lot easier. The amount of time and efficiency you would get back would be amazing. Just think about it. Think about one thing in your business. Think about one task in your life. One task at your job. That if you could automate this thing, how much of a difference that would make. That is what API connectivity can do. Now, not everything under the sun can be done with an API process, but a lot can. So let me just, again, if you're not super technical, there are a couple ways you can get APIs in place. Actually, a few. One, there are platforms like Zapier, Integromat, things like that, that will connect platforms for you. They've already done all the API work, and it's really that bridge. Now you pay for that. Pay for that on a monthly basis and per task. The other alternative is you build one yourself, right? So you actually go get, you go out and you get a developer to build out APIs for you, and that they're sending, that sends the codes between your platform of choice. Again, you're gonna pay something up front, and again, you'll be at the mercy of the team that you're working with. Now, again, if you need help with integrating stuff, you do want help from a team, make sure you check us out at automatewithease.com. Again, that's automatewithease.com. Your last thing that you can do is to utilize a no-code platform, something like these. I found this article that summarized a number of them. I think y'all will find of use, okay? At the end of the day, when I think of APIs are the missing piece, which is why it's titled that, okay? But again, there's some things here, and a couple of them I've heard before and even interacted with, but I think these would be useful for you. Again, if you want to get into the world of API, but you don't want to hire a team and you don't want to learn how to code, there are no code options that help to connect things outside of Zapier and Integromat. You have things like AppSmith, okay, Epicurio, I don't even know how to say that, Rest Point. So this is not a review of these. I mean, make sure you can go ahead and check this article out and check out these platforms. I suggest you do that. One I have checked out, and I'll point out here, is Noble. Again, I'm not sponsored or anything. It's just one that I've checked out prior in the past, okay, outside of this list. And also Airtable. We're actively using Airtable right now to perform a lot of things for a platform that we're building out. So take a look at this stuff. I can make sure I drop the link to this article in the description. But again, if there is my task and challenge for you is, again, our goal is to help coaches and speakers that hate technology, that are frustrated with it, to get automated systems in place that save them time, frustration, and ultimately make them more revenue. And so connecting things, connecting the dots, dots that sometimes seem like they were never meant to be connected, can change the landscape in terms of what you're capable of at the end of the day. And I want all of my clients and all my community to, at the end of the day, not be left with a stick, but be able to wield a large bat as they go out there and they're trying to hammer away at the problems they're trying to solve in the marketplace. So being able to do that with the right tools and technology and things in place allows you to go out there with a bigger and better tool. Okay, so share this with a friend, member, or even an enemy that may need this stuff. Just make sure you duck when they swing that big bat at you. At the end of the day, I enjoy this as usual, treat each day as a building block to a better future. Peace.